LifeCare provides valuable whole life insurance to cover final expenses, such as medical bills, burial costs, and unpaid debt. A final expense insurance policy is fast, easy, affordable life insurance that's available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exams, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. The application process is quick and easy. You can even apply without having to undergo a medical examination. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. With the average funeral cost skyrocketing to $11,000 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple, affordable peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses, expenses that, if left unattended, will burden your family tremendously. Benefits include a guaranteed premium that will never increase, a guaranteed cash value, and a guaranteed death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense insurance with a guaranteed lifetime rate lock, call LifeCare at 800-956-0683. 800-956-0683. 800-956-0683.
Helping us with the official launch of our 27th year on the air, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And this week, part one of at least 3 or 4 weeks worth of CES coverage. We're still organizing all the interviews, so that's why we're saying 3 or 4 weeks, and more still coming in. We're actually still doing some Zoom video interviews to for folks that weren't able to attend in Vegas, but we were there, and we came back healthy. Knock on wood. Go ahead, knock on wood over there. I just want to make sure. And, of course, we want you to check out every interview, also on video, at our site at intotomorrow.com.
This portion of our Into Tomorrow CES specials is brought to you by ViralWarn by Optiv, making your world safer. Visit ViralWarn.com. By IFA, mingle with the brightest minds in the tech community at IFA Next. Visit ifa-berlin.com. And by Home Shadows, an innovation that stops burglars from choosing your house. Visit homeshadows.com.
We all want to automate and simplify chores all around the house, especially our next guest does just that. Regular listeners will know we've talked about Roborock several times. We use one in the studio, as a matter of fact, and we love it. It's all kind of cool stuff. So from Roborock, their public relations manager is Dan Chom. Dan, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Glad to see you here, meet up with you. And we thank you again for providing a very cool Roborock during our big summer giveaway. A lot of folks were hoping to win that. Only one did, but we'll wrestle something else from you next time, but it's cool because everybody was asking about Roborock. Tell me a little bit about the company first.
Right, we specialize in making robo vacuums and making intelligent ones. So what we really is going after is to provide a very automated experience to our customers where they don't really have to worry about, you know, how to use it, do I have to rescue it, you know, getting it stuck and stuff like that. So we want to really provide a seamless experience and to get people on board. And you know, just have their floors clean.
And no question here at CES, you're showing a new model. Is this available yet or coming soon? Tell me about the new model.
Right, this is our new flagship model, the S7 Max V Ultra, that we have just announced today. All right, this is not available yet on the market. It will be early Q2.
Of this year.
Okay, yes, good, that's good. Right. And I'll love to tell you more about it.
Please let us know. I mean, first of all, those listening on the radio that have yet to see the video, be sure to come by intotomorrow.com and check out the video of Dan and I talking about this. But this is a very cool device. Not only is it a robotic vacuum, but it docks itself, and I'm going to guess just by looking at it, it empties its litter, if you will. It washes through it. It empties the water. It adds fresh water, and this is all automated, right?
That is right. So the inspiration behind this basically is that we look at how robot vacuums are on the market right now. That, you know, they're supposed to be autonomous.
Yeah.
But you know, there is still a certain degree of maintenance to go about it. And what we're trying to do here with the S7 Max V Ultra is come up with a system that really takes everything out of your hands. So how we do it is through a super dock. We call it the Ultra. All right, this dock self-empties. It washes the mop for you, and it also refills clean water into your water tank, right?
So I'm loving the fact that it's cleaning the mop, and you want to show us the underside of the device, because there's a mop attached for, of course, smooth surfaces. You know, you're not going to mop your carpet, but this is for hard floors, right? Yep,
that's right. So this is the mopping module that we have on the S7 Max V Ultra. So as you can see, this is a mop cloth, and every 20 minutes, we have programmed this to come back to the dock to have this scrubbed and washed.
Every 20 minutes. So if it's cleaning the whole house, it knows to go back and scrub and wash the mop part.
Yep. And the idea behind this is really because you don't want your whole house to be mopped by the same mop pad, because it, you know, for the second half of the cleaning run, it's going to be a little bit dirty. Yeah.
So you're spending dirt around the house, spreading it instead of cleaning it.
Yeah. Exactly. So what it does is comes back to the dock, and if you can zoom in here, there's a scrubber in there that goes left to right, scrubbing against this mop. So left to right. Right. And this is done through a clean water tank, you know, putting water into this dock, supporting the scrubbing, and whatever dirt that is being disintegrated goes into this drainage system, and this goes into the dirty water tank. So this is in a nutshell how it works.
Now, does this new model also have a camera attached? Because one of the cool things on a recent model is being able to watch it as it cleans the house. And you can see it, of course, at ground level as it goes under the tables and everywhere. That's really pretty cool. I've always gotten a kick out of just watching it go. And people think, really, you don't have anything else to do? No, it's cool.
I'll quickly speak to that. Okay. There's this camera system on this. The primary function is to really help it identify and avoid obstacles.
Yeah, it's not just for my entertainment. It actually has a purpose.
I mean, the main purpose is to help it avoid obstacles like your shoes, your socks, and even pet accidents. So you want your robot vacuum to clean around those obstacles and not getting stuck on it or, you know, dragging stuff around your house.
Oh, especially as you mentioned pet accidents. I'm thinking folks watching and listening are saying, I never thought of that, but that's true. You don't want that dragged around the house.
Exactly. And you know, Dave mentioned something fun. You want to also be able to see the world through the lens of a robot vacuum. You can do that with the S7 Max V Ultra. We have something called remote viewing. This function
through Wi-Fi, very simple.
Yeah, on your app, you basically press on that function. You look at what the robot vacuum is looking at. To put it in a use case, you can actually check in from afar. Like if you are away from home, you want to check in on your pets, if you want to check in on your children, you can do that. And there's also a two-way communication.
You have two-way communication on this model.
So this is like a walkie-talkie with a remote viewing function. Yeah. So you can actually check in from afar and say, hi, how are you doing? And, you know, check in on your kids and your pets.
Talk to the animals. And we have one listener that says they get a kick out of chasing the cat around. No, never harming anything, but the cat seems to like it too. So fine, you know, it's an additional purpose while it's cleaning your house, right?
Yeah, that is about the camera system. And before we end, we really want to introduce you to what's good about the mopping, because we talk about how it cleans the mop and stuff like that. On the S7 Max V Ultra, we have our proprietary mopping system. It's called Viberize. I think you covered this on the S7.
Yeah.
What's good about this is that it automatically identifies carpets so that it lifts its mop, so not to mop your carpets.
Yeah, that's, you don't want your carpet wet.
Exactly, wet and dirty. Yeah. And number two, it uses sonic mopping. So basically a high frequency to really scrub against the dirt and to disintegrate it. And that's really effective. Yep.
And that's something we all want, is a little sonic mopping to get the job done. It does a much better job. Dan, you're fun to talk with. You've got cool products. So keep innovating, because we'll keep looking at Roborock for more cool tech.
Yeah, that's what we aspire to do.
All right.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. It's our pleasure. And us.roborock.com. This and many other interviews from Las Vegas and our 27th year here at CES. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you further into tomorrow, right here on the Advanced Media Network.